Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
My name's Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, and here we are with a brand new bonus episode. We did have a new episode last week, slightly delayed, which was a trip report from Walt Disney World, live from the boardwalk, covering everything that's going on right now at Walt Disney World at Christmas, from the Festival of the Holidays to Jollywood Nights, the Merry Menagerie, to Mickey's Very Merry, to the Christmas Stroll at Disney Springs. So if you missed that, it's only a few days ago. You can catch up with that episode right now. But as that wasn't a full episode, and quite a lot has gone on in Walt Disney World over the last couple of weeks, I thought I'd drop in just to give you this bonus news update episode. So if you missed the last episode, catch up with that. Do subscribe. It's worth it because, like this episode, you never know when a new one is around the corner. So this, I just wanted to update with quite a few things and announcements that have come from Walt Disney World over the last couple of weeks, because I realised we haven't done a news update for quite a while. First, and this dropped as I was getting in an Uber to leave Walt Disney World, was the Muppets Aerosmith news. So, Muppets Courtyard is going. It was announced at D23 that Monsters, Inc. would be coming to Hollywood Studios. There was no announcement of where it was going to be. There was a lot of speculation. A lot of people thought it could be taking over Muppets Courtyard, and it has been confirmed it is. So Muppets 3D will be no more. We don't know when the show will close, but we do know it's going. But that's not the end of the Muppets at Walt Disney World, because on the same announcement, it was revealed that Muppets will be taking over Rock and Roller Coaster. The contract for Aerosmith is going to expire any time over the next few months. So there's been a lot of speculation about what will happen next. I didn't guess, but I hoped that it would be Muppets. I hoped that Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem could take over Rock and Roller Coaster. A lot of people messaged me going, "Oh, Andy, congratulations, you predicted this would happen." I never actually did predict this would happen. I just said, wouldn't it be great if Muppets could take over Rock and Roller Coaster? Well, they are. We don't actually know when, but Muppets are packing up their bags and they're heading down Sunset Boulevard to take over Rock and Roller Coaster. So this is going to happen probably over the next year, I would guess, over the next 12 months. So Monsters, Inc. will be coming to Muppets Courtyard, where the Muppets 3D Theatre is, will actually be a brand new Monsters, Inc. 3D show. So the roller coaster attraction, where you ride the flying doors, that's going to come further down. So where Mama Melrose is going to be a new area down there. So it's actually going to be quite a big land where Monsters, Inc. is going to be. So Muppets will be moving out. I'm not sure what happens to the Miss Piggy Fountain. I'd like them to keep that. I'm not sure what's going to happen to the Muppets 3D film, because in terms of Disney and Jim Henson history, this is really important, because it was one of the last projects that Jim Henson
worked on. They did release a statement after the news was revealed that Muppets 3D Vision will be going. I have an idea. So over at Epcot, if you've been to see the Pixar shorts at Epcot over in the Imagination Pavilion, that's been running there for a while. When I very first visited Epcot, that 3D attraction used to be Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Wouldn't it be great if they kept that 3D theatre but had different retro 3D films on rotation? So maybe you could reshow the Muppets in there. You could bring back Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, Captain EO with Michael Jackson, keep the 3D shorts as well. So throughout the year, they could rotate different classic 3D shows in that theatre. Just an idea, just a prediction. So that's the news that's coming since the last podcast. I also would like to, I was just listening to Lou Mangiello's WDW Radio. He was talking a lot about Muppets and then Animal and Dr. Teeth taking over Aerosmith, which a lot of people have been happy about. There wasn't really anybody up in arms going, oh man, I can't believe you're getting rid of Muppets 3D Vision. I think that's because Muppets are staying in the parks. If they got rid of Muppets completely, then yeah, I could understand that. Lou was predicting that maybe we could get a Muppets restaurant, because coming, which I'll tell you about in just a few seconds, coming also to Hollywood Studios next year is a brand new villains show, which will be where the old Cars show was, next door to Rock and Roller Coaster. Lou has predicted that all that area could become Muppet Studios. So you could maybe get two Muppets attractions, or a Muppets attraction and a Muppets restaurant. Wouldn't it be great if you could have an interactive Muppets restaurant? So it would be like a theatre show, a dinner show with the Muppets. You could actually be watching the Muppet Show, maybe with some films, maybe with some animatronics. I mean, it's going to be very expensive and it probably won't happen, but it would be nice to. Maybe more Muppets coming to Walt Disney World. I'd like to see that. Also, one other thing that happened over the last few weeks, we've got an update on Soarin'. I was actually there. I actually saw it. I predicted that this would be announced at D23. I was wrong. It wasn't. And it wasn't announced at all. It just happened overnight that they have fixed the wonky Eiffel Tower at Soarin'. Although when I went to sit on Soarin', I did sit in the worst seat and it was still a little bit wonky. So basically what they've done, they kind of panned out of that image a little bit more, so it's not as blatant. Taj Mahal still looks a little bit wobbly. And also the end scene where you're flying over Epcot and you have the fireworks, that's been updated for the new Epcot as well. So some changes that have happened over at Epcot and some changes that are coming to Hollywood Studios. And also Disney have given us a timeline of things that we can expect next year. So let's go through them. What is coming to Magic Kingdom? Well, Disney Starlight has been announced. Summer next year. A shining, shimmering nighttime parade. Yes, we are getting a nighttime parade at Magic Kingdom. It was announced that it will be launching in summer next year, along with a Pirates-inspired tavern. I noticed there was a lot of work happening and that went to Pirates of the Caribbean. That is where the new lounge is going to be. We still don't know whether booze will be sold. Are they going to break that old booze tradition at Magic Kingdom? So next year, summer, we will get an enchanting expanded story of Pirates of the Caribbean with that Pirates-inspired tavern. And then summer evenings, we'll be able to stay a little bit later into the night to watch a nighttime parade over at Magic Kingdom. In Epcot, Spaceship Earth Lounge will be launching late spring. We know booze will be sold at BoozeCot, so that will be a lounge in Spaceship Earth, an area of Spaceship Earth that's actually been not used. Our lounge has always been there. It's just never been open apart from a few private events, so people haven't been able to go. So a new lounge at Spaceship Earth late spring. Test Track is currently down. It's going to be sponsored by General Motors. That will be reopening late summer, a reimagined high-speed version of Test Track. I assume it's probably going to be the same speed, unless they're up to the speed. So that's the latest from Epcot. From Hollywood Studios, as I mentioned earlier on, Villains, a brand new Wicked stage show, will be taking place where the car show used to be, so in between Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. I don't think that is going to be a permanent attraction. I think because Muppets and Rock and Roller Coaster is going to be down, they need something to absorb the crowd. So two big attractions are going to be down. They'll need something there to put crowds. So I think that's why they're having a villain show. So maybe once Rock and Roller Coaster and Muppets has been reopened, I think that will probably become something else. I don't think it's going to take too long to redo Rock and Roller Coaster. I think maybe they've already started filming that scene. I don't think it's going to be a massive change to the story that we have already, just with the Muppets instead of Aerosmith. Also, and it's been closed since before the pandemic, Little Mermaid, the Little Mermaid show at Hollywood Studios, a musical adventure, was supposed to be opening this year. It's been announced that summer next year, Little Mermaid will be opening, a reimagined stage show under the sea. And over at Animal Kingdom, it's your last chance to see Dinosaur. Now, last time, I really thought it was my last chance to see Dinosaur. When I went in May, I thought that was my last chance to ride Dinosaur. Well, Dinosaur is going to be open throughout the whole of 2025. Yes, your last chance to get that dino before Dinosaur gets to final extinction. So all of next year you'll get to do Dinosaur before this work starts over there. And also Zootopia Better Together is the new 3D show that's going underneath the Tree of Life, replacing A Bug's Life. Finally, that opens winter next year, which could be this time next year. Who knows? So there's a lot of work happening over at Walt Disney World, but also a lot of new things happening next year. I think if you're going summer, maybe late summer, you're going to experience a lot of these. Obviously, May next year, there's a huge new park opening for Universal. Universal's Epic Adventure opens next year. So I think Disney are going, hey, we're here too, and we still have new things if you've not been for a while. So yeah, quite a lot of news since our last podcast. So I hope this has been of benefit for you. Don't forget to subscribe, because there could be new podcasts. Well, you never know when a new podcast could drop. Any news between now and the next episode will be over on our socials. At Pod Magical is where we are. All the videos and pictures from Jollywood Nights and Mickey's Very Merry and the Gingerbread House and the Trees are all on socials as well. We will have a brand new podcast, actually, this time next week. The usual podcast with a brand new guest. That will be the last episode of the new year. Although, you never know. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars as well if you could. That would be brilliant. That would help people find us. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.